any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year, everyone. My Millbrook store is now closed. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Salmon has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh, yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattresses only, or foundations only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have a nice selection of bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around under $3,000. And our headboards and beds are beautiful. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman. A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. That much colder air continues to filter into the area. It won't be around long. Tonight will be kind of breezy, especially early on, mostly clear. The winds die down later tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 31. Tomorrow, a great day. Sunshine, nice. High in the upper 50s. I think we'll be in the mid-60s on Monday. We're still dry. And then scattered showers return on Tuesday, a little warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. I mean, they wouldn't lie to us, right? It's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might possibly implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for the new and improved Clearing the Air. I am your intrepid host, a man really struggling to deal with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. In the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Studios with yours truly, as always, well, except for last week, are young Jason Johnson. Say hello to the people, Jason Johnson.
Hello to the people, Jason Johnson.
Very well. And the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. You know him, you love him, you just can't live without him, the incomparable Postman. Hi, Postman.
Hi, Terry. Go good ahead. To be here.
It is good to be here.
Yes.
All right, folks, here's the part you need to remember above everything else. Do not believe a single word you hear on this program, because you need to do your own investigating, come to your own conclusions about what's happening in the world. Remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something that you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain for yourself. Welcome to tonight's program. In local talk radio news, award-winning talk radio host and local legend Baron Coleman has stepped down from his lofty position in the Baron and Dave radio program. His announcement stated that he wished to spend more time in his law practice. Well, when you've reached the pinnacle of talk radiodom, there's nowhere else to go but down, so we wish him the best. Another local radio legend and former judge, Mark Montiel, died this past week. I never knew him, never met him, didn't know him. My only encounter, and I use 84 air quotes, encounter with him was his verbal lashing out at me because of what I believe about the 9/11 inside job. Be that as it may, I pray for his family to have peace, and I hate for anyone to pass away. And I want to again thank David Ernest for having me on this past Thursday night on his Health and Wealth program. I have to tell you, a radio hour with the legendary Rusty is an absolute hoot. I really appreciate them wanting me there, and I cannot tell you how good it makes me feel to have others want me to tell them what I know, for them to ask me questions about, quote, conspiracies. And they want to learn what it is I know about these, and that gives me hope. I love that. This past holiday saw my lone sibling and her retired colonel husband in town at Mom's, which is something that used to cause me no small amount of grief because I always had to keep my mouth shut lest I start an argument about what's truly happening to this country. This holiday, however, was a little surreal as both of them continually brought up things that I used to bring up, adding that it's so much worse than they ever could have imagined. Well, it's so much, there's so much more I could tell you folks, but it would be better if I didn't for them. Well, of course, I've yet to get an apology, but their awakening is more than I ever could have hoped for. Now, if I could just get them both to look up, we'll be getting somewhere. Well, another week, another funeral. I stood outside the funeral facility. How could anyone possibly confuse these places with anything resembling a home before I could get up enough wherewithal to go inside? Now, the little short mean woman had already gone in. The woman never backs down from any kind of situation. Yet, I stood here in the parking lot, dreading so many aspects of what I was about to face when I went inside that cold concrete building. See, a business rival of mine's wife passed away from cancer. And I hate that. Regardless of the situation between her, the deal between he and I would never wish that on anyone, and I feel bad for him, I really do. But after situations like this, Lynn and I usually find ourselves discussing our own physical demise and our shared desire not to be put on display so people, most of whom we tolerated but didn't exactly embrace, if you know what I mean, could come and view our soulless physical vessels. Who came up with such a morbid tradition? What's the point? These get-togethers should be a celebration of life, a time to reflect back and think about the contributions to society attributed to the dearly departed. A dearly departed that's cold, lifeless body should be nowhere near this celebration, but that's just my opinion. But if that were the case, I think we'd find the length of these get-togethers would vary greatly in length. Some would be quite short, some a little longer, and some kind of lengthy. Both Lynn and I detest the circus that the modern funeral has become, but then again, like most endeavors in society, it has morphed from an honest, albeit morbid, tradition into an opportunity for people to make money. It's kind of like the used car business. Now, I'm not lambasting the funeral home industry or funeral home people. Please understand that. I just always think back to what David Harbin told us on this program a couple of years ago. And he said, any industry, any business, any enterprise that generates tons of money will always be looked at by what is being called the deep state as a plum ripe for picking. They get involved in any industry that generates a lot of money, they are going to be involved in it. And I think he's right. I know he's right. My point to all this is the corruption in D.C. is just the head of the snake. You see, the snake's body is intertwined all throughout this country we call America. Therefore, killing the snake may kill the country. I hope you understand that. I hope you understand that we're at a point now where we're so deeply corrupted that saving this republic is going to cause a lot of pain. If it can be done, it's going to have to be done PDQ, ASAP, whatever acronym you want to use, and it's going to be painful and it's going to be hard. And to be honest with you, I don't think Americans have, I don't think they could stomach what has to be done to save this republic. I really don't. And it breaks my heart. But I think biblical prophecy, I honestly believe that we are Babylon, as spoken of in the Bible, because we're running, as Postman has taught me, we're not, it's not that America is Babylon per se, we're running the Babylonian system. So we are the hammer of the whole earth. Think about it. What other country can say they're the hammer of the whole earth? What other country has military presence in so many different countries throughout the world? Only America. We are the hammer of the whole earth. We are Babylon, folks. And if you look at biblical prophecy, you know what's going to happen to Babylon.
Yeah. I mean, give us some thought. I mean, the situation has gotten so bad, and it had been prophesied, you know, thousands of years ago, that the that the creative universe is going to send his son to actually overthrow the governments of the earth. I mean,
that's how bad it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Give us some thought.
Yeah.
And with entrenched small g gods or elves, you know that that's what this this planet is powered by. That's what this planet is owned by. It's owned by the L, the EL.
I agree with that.
And that's who has to be overthrown. We can't do it. We, you know, we're not strong enough to do it. And it actually going to take the Son of God to actually come to take down the stronghold.
That's what's going to happen. That's what prophecy tells us. It's going to happen. So what scares me is so many Christians hear this and they think, well, there's nothing I can do. Therefore, I can just sit back and wait to be raptured. I really don't have to do anything. You know, I give my money, go to church, warm pew. I don't have to do anything. See, I disagree with that. I think we are called on to expose the darkness to the light. That's what we're called on to do. And even though we know what's going to happen, we know in the end we're going to win, but we're going to be persecuted right up until that point. We still have to keep going. We still have to keep doing the work of God, in my opinion. Am I wrong or am I right, guys?
That's absolutely right. Be proactive.
I think so. What do you think, Postman?
Yeah, everybody has their part.
Give up and die.
Well said.
Crawl into a hole. Be proactive. Do something about it while you can.
That's right.
When you think about, you know, when I think about somebody having their part, I can't help but think about a lowly Tamar, how much she went through, you know, back in the Old Testament.
Yes.
She had her part to play. She was determined to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she was determined for it to be in Judah's line because that was what she's supposed to do. And she did it.
Yep.
Even though, you know, she masqueraded as a prostitute, she did it. She still did it.
She did what she had to do.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to hit our first three-minute break. You're listening to Clearing the Air. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in your radio world for 3 hours. My name's Terry Adams. Again, I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Margellans, Jason Johnson in the studio as always, and the incomparable Postman. We will be back in three extremely long, agonizing minutes. Come back with us.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel, as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. For the second time this year, a Chinese woman has been arrested on the grounds of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida. Security guards stopped a woman named Ying Lu two Wednesdays ago and asked her to leave, according to AP. Police said that she returned and began taking pictures. They then arrested her and found out that her visa had expired. She then took off per NBC with Palm Beach officers catching up to her in the Worth Avenue shopping district. So what's up with all this? They got her misdemeanor counts of loitering or prowling and resisting arrest without violence. So that's interesting. Why are the Chinese so interested in checking out Trump's vacation home? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, you know, he's kind of pulling the plug out from under the Chinese, and I love that because they've been cheating, they've been stealing our technology. They've been, well, from what we read, but you know, who knows what's really going on? We really don't know what's going on. And I always point back to the so-called Somali pirates off the coast of Somalia. You know, we keep hearing how they're attacking shipping. They're just evil people. And then you read where they're trying to prevent the industrialized nations from dumping their waste off their coast. Do you blame them? I mean, if you lived in Georgia and you had third world countries come and dumping crap off the coast, wouldn't you try to stop them?
Yeah,
exactly. So it depends on how you look at it. Everything is that way, folks. Depends on how you look at it. Hal Lindsey, the late great Planet Earth, hopefully you remember who he is. Well, here's what he says. The year 2019 ends under darkening clouds. We often refer to the sky before a storm is threatening. Well, that's how things look as we transition into 2020. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees for their ability to read the weather but not discern the times. When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather for the sky is red, and in the morning there will be a storm today for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky but cannot discern the signs of the times? That's Matthew 16, 2 through 3. Jesus also expects us to be discerners of our time. A quick look around the world tells us that these times are not ordinary. Unrest has broken out in the streets in a wide variety of places like Paris, Hong Kong, Iran, Iraq, Moscow, Bolivia, Serbia, Ukraine, Brazil, Ecuador, Albania, Amsterdam, Venezuela, Britain, and Chile, or Chile, as they say. Of course, this has happened before, but did it ever happen to so much of the world all at once? 2019 also marks a year when paganism made a massive comeback. The book of Revelation, chapter 9, verses 20, speaks of people in the coming tribulation who, quote, worship demons and the idols of gold and silver and of brass and of stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Literal idol worship, where people pray to sculptured images, is making a comeback here in the Western world. Part of this shift to paganism has to do with extremism in the environmental movement. Recently, a New York seminary brought plants into a school chapel. Faculty members told students to confess their environmental sins to these plants and to ask them for forgiveness. The seminary was founded in 1836 by 9 ministers. Imagine the horror those founders would have felt if you told them that one day their chapel would be used for prayer to plants. The world also inched closer to global economic collapse. Now, you probably heard about the dangers of high national debt all of your life, but there never has there been anything like the debts of governments around the world at the end of 2019. The global economy is running on fumes. I think that's ironic that he uses that expression, since they're trying to get rid of internal combustion engines altogether. But, you know, this Green New Deal you keep hearing about, folks, this is Agenda 2030, straight from the UN. The UN is the devil, Bobby. As Bobby Boucher would say, or his mother would say, it's the devil. UN is bad. We need to get out of the UN. UN is behind so much of what's going on. And whether you know it or not, our own government is facilitating the United Nations. All their programs is being done within our own government. They are superseding our Constitution. They're installing all the bits of Agenda 2030. It's coming, folks. What do you think the smart meters, what do you think they were put in place for? All of this is Agenda 2030, and it's coming. Back to the article. And don't forget the massive problem of personal debt. In the United States alone, student debt has become a crisis so large it's affecting the birth rate. College-educated young people are waiting later and later to have children because they don't feel they can afford to pay the expenses associated with rearing children while still under the massive burden of repaying their student loans. I could go on and on about the events of 2019 and biblical prophecy, but I want to focus more on one area that seems to have become much more severe this year. The Bible says that as the end of the age comes closer, both Christians and Jews will come under increased persecution. The communists in China are ordering that the Bible be rewritten to reflect socialist values. And they are continuing their campaign of harassment as they jail pastors and close churches. And it's not just happening in China. Christians are under extreme pressure in much of the world. I could go on and on, but look, just look at what's happening in America, folks. I mean, I've got article after article of where they're going to start using essentially what Google created in China is their social credit score. They're going to start using that against Christians. So before long, they're going to be taking your children away from you if you believe in God. It's coming. It's coming, folks. It's unbelievable what's happening. And yet, we just sit back and watch. We can't afford to do this. These are dark times, but they are not times for us to cower. They're times for us to stand. And I don't know about you two, but the 20th of this month, I am going to Virginia. If things keep going like they're going, I'm going to go up there.
Yeah, we can't just sit by and watch it.
No. Well, I talked to Chris Cleghorn Thursday night, and he said that he's talked to some 3%ers up there, and things are getting bad with the governor. And there's talk of the UN, him calling the UN in, which according to the charter that we signed, the United Nations, it's up to their discretion to come in or not.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they're going to take advantage of this.
I can't imagine that the president, the Trump administration, would sit back and watch that happen.
It's out of his hands.
How's it out of state rights?
We signed it over to the UN.
Well, he can revoke the UN, can he?
I mean,
that's an illegal document anyways. We're the United States of America. We're not supposed to.
If we're under the normal Constitution, that goes back to 1871 and the supposed replacement of our Constitution, which I still am just, I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah.
Is it legitimate? Is it not legitimate? I've read so much stuff that says if it's in all caps, that in legalism, if it's in all caps, it is a corporation. Is that right?
Well, yeah, and it's you know, they kind of kept it under wraps back in those days. What they really did. But I, for some reason or other, I believe the United States was it changed owners. It was sold. It became a corporation. And with corporations, you know, you have a head of a corporation.
Sure.
And you have a board of directors or you have a council. And in this case, you know, who knows?
But if you go high enough, you always come to one person.
Right. Uh huh. Yeah, and you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
The Pendar.
I just can't imagine it between their law enforcement officers and anybody that they call to help to confiscate weapons from normal everyday citizens in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
that they would actually comply and take those firearms.
No, the guard's not going to.
I would imagine that they would flip sides and stand guard for the people as opposed to going against them.
You would be correct. I've read where some sheriffs have already been arrested.
Now, they may do individual people on a small basis and get away with it for quite a while until everybody's disarmed. But trying to do it all at once, it ain't going to happen.
No, they're going to have to bring in. If they want to take the guns, it's going to require the U.N.
Yeah.
As I've said this on this program so many times, you cannot expect Billy Bob to go over to Grandmama's house and say, I need Granddaddy's squirrel rifle. I got to take it. He ain't going to do that. Guards, the National Guard, they're family. They're people of that area. They're not about to start taking guns. They're not going to do that. It's going to require someone who hates America, someone from elsewhere, to come in, the United Nations. Blue helmets, that's what it's going to take. And, you know, what scares me is if you think back over the 5 years we've been doing this show, of all the reportings of all the vehicles, the UN vehicles, everywhere, caravans of them on the interstate, on train cars, they're here. They're here.
And I think once the UN comes in, the military is going to have to stand down.
Yes.
They're going to have to stand down.
What if this Iran thing is part of this? What if suddenly now we're sending all our military over to Iran so they're not going to be here in this country when the UN comes in?
This scenario has been brought forth at least 20 years ago. I've already heard it. And now it seems like it's about to take place.
It does.
Yeah, it's been more than 20 years since 96 that I woke up. And it was somewhere around... Around 98, 99, maybe 2000, you know, that I heard that UN troops would police the U.S. soil.
Yes.
And and the question was asked, where would the U.S. military be? And the answer was, they would have stood down. Yeah, they would have been spread so thin, and
we're seeing that right now.
Yeah, and they would be overseas, fighting war.
Our guys would be policing other countries while they're...
Yeah, look at how many countries we're in right now.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And that was the scenario that I heard. And at some point in time, once it gets really, really bad, keep in mind now, the economy has collapsed in this scenario because that's what was brought forward.
Right.
The economy had collapsed. And that...
That was the...
Right.
The event that caused them to bring the UN to come in,
right? Okay. Because there were riots and
EBT card don't work,
right? And there was no money. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And at the local level was catching so much hell till the UN troops had to come in and join the locals to fight. And and what I was told was that about 45 days into it. That the local law enforcement will start mysteriously being killed off, or eliminated.
Heard that too. Scary, isn't it?
It is.
Let's hope it's not true. Well, let's hit this big break. It's our first one, and we'll be back in 5 short minutes. Y'all come back with us. Long agonizing.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Mr. Sandman.
Happy New Year, everyone. My Millbrook store is now closed. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyvest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Salmon has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh, yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattresses only, or foundations only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have a nice selection of bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around under $3,000. And our headboards and beds are beautiful. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr. Sandman.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. That much colder air continues to filter into the area. It won't be around long. Tonight will be kind of breezy, especially early on, mostly clear. The winds die down later tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 31. Tomorrow, a great day. Sunshine, nice, high in the upper 50s. I think we'll be in the mid-60s on Monday. We're still dry. And then scattered showers return on Tuesday, a little warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Postman and I were just sitting here, and I was asking him, have you heard about the drones in Colorado? It's amazing. Hundreds of them, they say, in formation, and nobody's taking credit. Nobody seems to know where they're coming from. It's interesting. Scary stuff.
Yeah, they kind of look like UFOs if you look at them real good. I pulled them up on YouTube and looked at them. As a matter of fact, if you want to look at them, they're on Mr. MBB333's.
Oh, he's got images
site.
Of them?
Yes, he does. And they kind of look like UFOs, but
gosh, they are got propellers.
I don't like that designation UFO.
I know I don't either because they are UFOs. They're unidentified flying objects. You don't know what they are.
But
you know what
their
origin is.
They're They're bona fide space vessels. That's what they are to me.
They're what?
Space vessels.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not propeller drones?
No. Not. I'm talking about just the ordinary everyday UFO. Those are space vessels.
Yeah. Yeah. The orbs or whatever.
But those drones, mm-hmm. they could be some of the ones that are probably doing beta testing on them too for surveillance.
They're doing something, and it's very specific, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of something, NASA has been flying specific strange patterns around the San Andreas Fault, and a lot of people that are seeing this is throwing up a big red flag. It makes you wonder what's going on. This is from Natural News, Mike Adams, which, by the way, I applied to be a contributor to Natural News. I got no response. I have sent Mike Adams probably 5 or 6 emails with images. No response. Nothing. So I don't know if he's not receiving the email or if he just thinks I'm crazy and doesn't want to respond. I have no idea.
Is this the yoga Mike Adams?
Yoga? It's the Natural News Mike Adams.
Okay.
He's been on, I think, Alex has had him on his stuff before.
Okay.
He's pretty reputable.
Yeah.
Now he talks like we do, and I got to tell you, 10 years ago, you'd say he's crazy as, you know, a squirrel turd, but these days, that ain't crazy, you know?
Yeah.
That's not crazy at all, because this stuff's happening.
Follow the crazy if you want to find the truth.
Exactly. Well said, Jason. Well, speculation's growing as to what NASA might be secretly up to after observers recently noticed a NASA 817 airplane zigzagging its way up the San Andreas Fault in California. Reports indicate the low-flying craft was seen traveling from the Palmdale area of Southern California up to Boise, Idaho, weaving its way in and around the San Andreas all the way. By the looks of it, some say NASA may have been inspecting the fault up close, potentially out of concern that it might slip in the very near future and set off what we all know as the big one.
Yes.
It's possible. Hmm. Well, I believe the new Madrid's late going up too, isn't it?
Well, when one goes, the other one goes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, most likely it will be. And there's something else I heard on that too about the +9 megaquake that's supposed to hit the United States,
mm-hmm.
and what was written, you know, in the Book of Revelation, during the end times,
Earth will be shaken,
right? Uh huh. And it talked about the Cascade region. It talked about the San Andreas Fault. It talked about Yellowstone, and it talked about the New Madrid.
Mm-hmm. I guess they are all related.
Right. They are, because they're connected to the same magma. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Magma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the same pool, but the same, internal metal rock, you know, that's
sure.
inside the earth.
Oh, sure.
But once the, most likely, I'm thinking the Cascade region will go off first. That's what I'm thinking.
Where is that?
The Cascadia, exactly. up in Washington, up okay. near Puget Sound.
Okay.
Where where Seattle is up there.
Up on the left coast.
Right. Uh huh. Okay. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking will go off for, because it's right now. You know, we're having, you know, small quakes up there every single
39
day.
Earthquakes within 24 hours up there.
Yeah.
If it goes off there, then wouldn't that take some of the pressure off of Yellowstone?
If it's connected, you'd think it would.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, because of how far Yellowstone is, you know, from that. You know, Yellowstone is kind of like a beast in itself. But, you know, once the earth starts shaking, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I'm, from what I read, Yellowstone is a super volcano, like massive beyond anything.
Like wears a cape. And all that.
Yeah, like cool. like if you put all the volcanoes together, it wouldn't equal one Yellowstone super volcano.
That's a bold statement.
I mean, give it,
the whole place is a volcano.
I mean, give it give it some thought. I mean, when you in order to wake somebody, you know, you had to shake them, whether it's a thing or
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I like that.
Yeah,
maybe that'll wake people up.
Yeah,
yeah,
that or kill them.
And the same thing with a volcano. When one goes off, it's big enough. It's going to shake the other one, wake it up.
Wow. Wow.
Because pressure's already in it.
Well, if you're California, why in the world would you build your nuke plants over the San Andreas Fault? Why would you do that?
It's on purpose.
It has to be. They're not that dumb.
I guess that would be to give it a little more oomph when it goes off.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Well, to kill off more inhabitants and to poison more water and, you know.
Oh, yeah. So you just take it on and on and on.
Right.
That's absolutely correct.
Because California knows how to party.
And, you know, think about it. Most of the nuclear plants are built on rivers, like the over in Georgia, over in the Central Savannah River area. They've got the Savannah River nuclear power plant right there on the Savannah River.
Well, they claim it's because they need all that water to cool the thing. But what's going to happen when that sucker melts down? I mean, the distribution channel's right there.
Yeah, and it flows straight to the Atlantic.
Yep. Finished killing off, just like the Bible talks about, killing all the sea life.
Yep.
But did you know back in 2003, CNN said we were running out of oil? We're running out of oil, and they were pushing for fracking for natural gas back in 2003. CNN is the communist news network, folks. You know, the guy that we had the shooting at the church, and thank God there was somebody there that had a weapon and knew how to use it. I mean, one shot, pop, got him. Good job. There was an arrest warrant filed for him back in 2011 that included a statement from his teenage son, who said Kennan set a cotton field on fire using a lamp oil, tampons, and his lighter. His son also said his dad liked to play fire football, where he soaked a football in a flammable liquid, lit it on fire, and then tossed it back and forth. The teen told police he thought it was unsafe, but that he was afraid he might get mad at me if I asked him to stop. So from his son's statement, I think we can deduce that the Texas church shooter was a pyromaniac with a bad temper. Just my opinion. We have a call?
We do. It's Debbie.
Hey, Miss Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. It sounds like you have some wonderful company today.
Oh, yeah, always.
I'm glad. I had watched a special on TV about the San Andreas Fault. There's two different plants on two different fault lines. Well, one of them's actually within 3 miles of two fault lines.
Wow.
And they were talking, yeah. So there's not just one, there's two of these plants out there. Anyway, they were talking about every 25 years they have to go and get approval, I guess, a permit to allow them to stay in business from the government.
Right.
And the one group that was trying to bring attention to this issue was saying, okay, well, we need to make sure that they understand we have fault lines here. We need to, you know, close this and, you know, move the stuff, whatever we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, we need a study. Well, it was going to be a year. They had to study. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the next court case was prior to when the study was going to be finished.
Mm-hmm.
It, like design, you know. And instead of being smart and saying, you know, we may have an issue,
Postpone.
Thank you very much. This whole thing and wait until we get this information in from the study, and then we can make an intelligent, you know, decision. But no, they went ahead and approved.
Of course they did.
So, right. So it's kind of, you know, mind-boggling. And I was going to ask, wasn't it the 13th century when we had volcanic eruptions to the point that the cloud cover was so thick that the crops wouldn't grow, and that's why we had such a dark age? They call it dark ages? Or is that just something made up? Like a mini ice age during that time?
There is a... The only incident that I know about, it happened in 1883 when Krakatoa and Anak Krakatoa exploded in Fiji, near Fiji. And I was fortunate enough to have a grandfather that was born, a great-great-grandfather that was born in 1875, and I got to talk to him about it. So
wow.
And he lived to be 106, and he died in 1981.
Wow.
So I was almost a grown man, you know, when I got a chance to talk with him. He told me that in, I think it was in 1880, I want to say it was 1888, that he told me that that was the year that they didn't have a summer. He said it snowed in Georgia in July, I think, in July.
Wow.
And he said they didn't even have a garden. The only thing they had to plant was winter stuff, and that was it.
Wow.
And
so it's possible that maybe I was hearing correctly. I'm going to have to look that up one day and just see if that was a true statement I was hearing. Did you also hear that the axis, the magnetic North Pole
has been shifting
towards Russia?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say in about 100 years it's supposed to be over Russia.
Yeah, I actually heard that, and I actually saw it too. And
wow,
I saw it on online. But the but a lot of people, the scientists aren't going to tell us what's really going on. But
no.
But there's evidence of that transits Earth every single day, and all people got to do is actually look up and see, because the evidence is on these sky cams, and if you want to actually see some of them, it's mostly on the Alaska sky cams, because Alaska is so far up, you know, in the longitudinal and latitude wise that that there's not a whole lot of chemtrails being sprayed up there. And
right.
The air is a little cleaner, and
right.
And so on. And when those planets transit Earth, or you know, you can actually see them, you know, in the daytime, you know, without a telescope or without with the unaided eye, and that'll never make the news. It'll never make.
No, they want to be able to, you know, make us believe that we're capable of changing our Earth. To the point that they can make decisions that will, you know, cost money, of course, but we can clean up the air, or we can make these changes, and we can stop all this. And I was under the impression that the Earth has cleansed itself more than once, and this is a cycle,
yep,
like many others that the Earth has,
yep,
and that maybe we just need to be wise enough to know this is just a repeat of what the Earth does. If we can help them ourselves, fine. If we can't, we got heaven to go to. Thank goodness,
there you
know.
Go.
Thank God.
Guys,
you know, I don't see why we should fall into line with this, you know, hyperbolic. Oh, you know, we're destroying the world. I don't like the pollution. I agree, but I think the Earth has its mind made up on what it's going to do, and it's a part of a cycle.
We're far from the biggest polluter. If everybody in America gave up their cars and all of us went electric, it would have less than a percent difference. We're not the big polluters. The third world countries,
right.
China, Russia, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right. But we have to pay for it, you see,
exactly.
And they've got
Wealth
to make us feel like we're guilty and that we have to do this.
You're correct. Miss Debbie, I'm late for a break. I got to go. Thank you so much for your call.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, guys, we got it. We're late for a break. Sorry about that. We'll be back in three agonizingly long minutes.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered. And I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families too. Woodham! Ludlam Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Ludlam Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Ludlam Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all 5 of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, it helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to the program. Speaking of what Debbie and what we were all talking about a minute ago, I've got a really good quote from Max Egan. He's talking specifically about the Epstein situation, but I've got to tell you, this applies all the way across. Here's what he says. We will never get any real justice out of the legal system, whatever story they're going to cook up, because the amount of people that would have been compromised in that particular operation. That's why with any of these things, you can only get so far. You may even get a gung-ho lawyer with a gung-ho judge and all these people who want to do the right thing, but they're only going to get so high in the food chain before they're blocked. They will get to something where it gets misdirected, the case gets lost, because that tells you they've just reached the point where someone is compromised. He's absolutely 100% correct. I talked about several shows ago, I talked about a situation in the UK where this man, who they finally caught, convicted, was keeping 2 teenage girls in his basement. A contractor or somebody went by there to do something at the house, and he heard children screaming. He went to the police. They wouldn't even go look. They were compromised. They knew. This kind of stuff is happening more and more and more. That's why I say I don't know that we can save our government. I think there's so much corruption, and I'm not the only one that thinks about this. Think about who I had for company this past week. I'm not the only one thinking this. It goes to so many levels. We're talking generals. We're talking heads of different administrations and departments. It is so corrupt. I don't know that we can save it, folks. That's how bad it is. It's that bad. With what President Trump did, and I agree with what he did, killing the General Soleimani, whatever his name is, this cat was a bad dude. He was the one behind the barracks where they killed all the Americans many years ago. He's a national hero in Iran. They actually interrupted Iranian TV to talk about how he was killed. It's a big deal. He's bigger than Corn Pop. Corn Pop's probably the only badder man on the planet. Of course, Corn Pop's dead now. But they're both dead now, so I guess they're fighting it out in hell. I don't know. He's considered the most influential Middle Eastern military official. He has been for decades. It's a major victory for the president and for our military, but it also makes it much, much less likely that we're going to be able to avoid a full-blown war with Iran. Is this going to be World War III? What does this have to do with the Psalm 83 war? Is this the Psalm 83? What's going on here? This is going to get interesting.
It may very well lead up to it.
It sure seems like it to me.
You'll know when the Psalm 83 war hits. You'll know when it starts.
Yeah, I think we will, too. We'll just feel it. It'll be palpable to us.
Yep.
You like that word, palpable?
Yeah, right now we're just in the rumors of wars phase.
Yeah, that's true. Wars and rumors of wars. Yep. Believe it or not, this guy Soleimani wrote a letter to David Petraeus, the former general who was disgraced. Dear General Petraeus. Well, it's Petraeus, but I call him Petraeus because that's what he did. You should be aware that I, Qassem Soleimani, control Iran's policy for Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, and Afghanistan. That's a powerful dude. Very powerful. But he met his end in a fiery torment. He got missiled, and I love it. But so they're going to strike us back, folks. It's just a matter of time. And how bad is it going to be? That's the question.
That Soleimani dude, his popularity really blew up.
Yeah, he's so popular, he blew up. That's right. Boom.
Boom.
Gotta love it. Kind of like the highway of death. That's terrible. Very, very bad.
He was on fire.
He was on fire. There's so much stuff I could talk about with McCabe and the traitors and the treason that goes on. What's the point? I think Dan covers that stuff pretty well. Listen to what he says. But Trump's not one of them. Trump's not a politician. He hasn't been briefed on the fact that they want to destroy the sovereignty of America and every other country. They want to get rid of borders. That's the UN. They're the ones behind all this. They are a satanic cabal, in my opinion. And I'd really like to look more into the replacement of our Constitution in 1871. I want some truth. I want to find out if that's true or not. How can we find out? Is there any way to find out? Can we look at documents to see if the United States is in all caps? You know, what have we got to do to find out?
You know, all you're going to get is what's there. I mean, if you go online and research.
Well said. It's a postman quotable night.
And
all you're going to get is what's there. That's exactly right.
Right. And but
because if that's true, our politicians are basically department managers for the corporation. The president's the CEO, and all the congressmen and stuff. They're working for a corporation. They don't represent us, is what I'm trying to say. The will of the people is nowhere to be found in any of this. It's the will of the business, the court.
The United States are ran by the international corporate conglomerates. They're ran by the ICC.
Federal Reserve.
And the ICCs run Earth, and they run their business is all planet also, because it's all tied in together, you know.
Well, I was talking terrestrial, but yeah. I'm with you.
Well, still, if they changed our Constitution under the
how would we know
dark
it?
Of night, it's still unconstitutional, so it's null and void.
Our Constitution's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a paradox, isn't it?
The original Constitution.
Or maybe
three
doxes, or maybe just one dox.
Yeah.
I understand.
The very first one is still active.
Should be. Because we didn't approve it. We, the people.
Yeah, we can assert that.
Well, we need to find out if that's the case and demand that it be put back.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they do take an oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. So,
but which Constitution?
If there are two, which one are they talking about? And obviously, almost every single person that's taken that oath has violated their oath of office. And it goes right down to police officers unwittingly violating their oath of office by arresting people for things that are unconstitutional to arrest them for to begin with.
Oh, it goes. There's so much involved. Yeah. It's unreal.
Well, in the end, what we're headed to is an empire. That's what we're headed for.
Yeah, one world empire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where there are no nation states. The sovereignty of nations is destroyed. The borders are knocked down. That's what they're doing now with this bringing in all these illegals. They're deluding the people, the patriots.